Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hi, I'm Kim Salmon. I'd like to have a quick word about public radio, particularly 3CR. The thing about public radio is that it's more open than the more formatted types of radio to what's going on around it. So when you listen to it, you're more likely to hear a reflection of real life. And 3CR, being in the heart of Smith Street, Collingwood, is a particularly good example of what I'm talking about. If you'd like to subscribe, the number is 94198377.
You've been listening to the same. You could never understand. Feel the fortune flowing. You know it isn't stuck.
When I was little, I wanted a bicycle for my birthday, but my parents gave me a cricket bat. So you know what I did? I pretended that cricket bat was a bicycle and I rode it to school every day. Bit of a backbeat going to behind there. I've never heard that before. Welcome to the Yarrabug Radio Bicycle Show here on 3CR, 855 on the AM dial, streaming on the website and podcasting if you want to listen to it later. It is a lovely day outside here in Melbourne. You might have noticed over the weekend we're now back on normal time. Noon is noon, so the mornings are brighter and the evenings are darker. We've got a bit of a show coming up today. We're going to go through a bit about lighting your bike at night, because now everybody's commuting on the way home in the dark. And Faith is here to fill us in on the ups and downs, the good food and the good times from the northeastern Yarra Trails up in Victoria. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Jacob. How are you?
Good.
That's the way. We've got a baby seat on the tandem this morning, but there are three of us pedalling furiously for the next half an hour. Now, a bit of news that's happened, or we just slide into a lovely little bike moment first. Faith.
I've just had a whole week of beautiful bike moments. I'm riding, as you mentioned, rail trails around northeastern Victoria. So I think my favourite would have to be I was given a Sal Safago to ride for the week, and it's got those SRAM double-tap gear levers.
You'll have to translate that to our audience. No, I'm with you.
And, so it probably took about 2 days for me to totally get my head around those. I think one of the best moments was coming over Merton Gap and down into Yark and realising you just had, you know, really nice smooth changes all the way up and all the way down, and it was all, everything was falling into place, scenically, gears and the whole.
It's a bit of a ride, that the hill down from Merton Gap.
It's awesome.
Yes.
and the first time I did it, just which we'll talk about later, a few weeks ago, was on just my normal city bike, which was fine. But, yeah, having a 29er with big fat tyres.
You descended on a pillow of air.
Oh, it was it was so much quicker coming down than it was going up with a 10-year-old.
Do you come down, Jacob? Do you come down that hill?
Do you remember the big hill coming down to Yark?
Yeah.
Do you remember going up the other hill, the hill on the other side?
Yeah.
That really big one, first thing in the morning, yeah.
Great fun descending. It is. I've had a funny moment. Yesterday I've got a neighbour who is a young mother, Jamie, and she does a, they're not called triathlons, I don't think, anyway. It's a run and a, it's a run, I think, and a bike ride. And Jamie's been doing it on her city hybrid with the basket on the back and everything like that. And she's a good runner, so she makes up time on the run and then kind of blows 10 minutes on the ride straight away. Anyway, her husband asked me in the park the other day whether, you know, I had something that she could ride. Anyway, I didn't think she'd fit on. I've got a nice old steel road bike. I didn't think she'd fit on it, but anyway, after a quick whip round on Saturday night, got it fitted on it. And when she dropped it off yesterday, Sunday afternoon, she was so ecstatic. She said, I was just passing everybody on the bike. Do you want to sell it? Do you want to sell it? I go, Jamie. It was very funny just to see the a look on somebody's face when they're, I mean, she'd been flogging a hybrid with a suspension fork and everything like that on these competitive
rides. Good training.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's probably part of the idea of why she liked the other one so much. She actually got a bit of a reward for her effort. It was a wonderful thing. The other bike mum and I wanted to share. I'm not sure whether you've noticed. I'm probably a bit of a spotto sort of nut, but people carrying musical instruments on bikes.
There's
a rash of them.
There is a lot, yeah. It's mainly string instruments in nice cases, but there's what do they call Melbourne Orchestra having a ride to work run or something.
I still haven't seen a double bass on the back of a bike, but it's interesting how you notice that.
Seen that on a trailer.
Yes, behind the kids in the trailer. Now, a bit of bicycle news. What's been happening in the world of bicycles? Now, if you have a couple of things, we should head up. I've been watching a lovely video on the Bicycle Channel. I've forgotten his name now, who runs it. But it's on the Brunswick Cycling
Velodrome,
Club.
Yeah.
And on the Kids Sunday training session. Yeah. Jacob, I think you've been to one of those, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you watched the video?
No.
No, you should have a look. That's it's a great little video. Tim, isn't it, who does them? Worthwhile having a look. That's a Bicycle Channel on YouTube.
It does feature a cyclist in a pirate jersey.
There you go. See?
It's, yeah.
always wacky down there. The other thing that caught my eye during the week was the Wyndham City Council had a race from places from Tarneit and Port Cook to Fed Square. So you're allowed to get a boat if you wanted to, train, car. And the winner was, easily, a cyclist. And this was over a 30K distance.
Yeah, see, so that's when cars are meant to work better, isn't it?
That's why I bring it up, because for a 30K trip, it's meant to be the cars better, but he beat them by a long shot, which made a big difference. So that was really interesting. We've become choked with cars. We should build more roads, shouldn't we? We're going to duck away, and we'll be back straight after this.
3CR programs provide information and analysis you won't hear in the mainstream.
Today we'll be looking at the legacy of the US war on Vietnam on Laos.
And as far as corporate capitalism is concerned, it is the worst political and economic system that you can have.
Our laws about jailing refugees and asylum seekers are so well crafted.
Sex is not irrelevant, and we like who we are, but we don't have to be imprisoned by our gender.
Become a subscriber today. Call us on 9419 8377 or visit 3cr.org.au. 3CR, the voice of dissent.
And you're back listening to the Arab Bug Bike radio show on 3CR. And just one more piece of news, Val. I didn't see, I just noticed as I came back from, you know, being out of touch about everything. Preston Cycling Club, the Preston Velodrome has been resurfaced. And on the weekend, I think they held their first event for a long time or something to...
Cool.
Yeah, saw some photos and sounded like a sort of a rejuvenation or a bit of a getting things going again. So, yeah, that'd be worth checking out if you're up in that area. And
It's been a resurgence in cycling clubs in Melbourne, not only velodrome-based ones, but there are a fair few of groups from different, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I see them out on the road at Sunday mornings, Saturday, well, I don't see them Saturday mornings, but Sunday mornings, I can see groups of 20 or 30 people in either one club just going for their Sunday ride. It's great to see.
And I believe Brunswick Velodrome is going to be resurfaced.
Ooh, there we go.
So, and I'm sure they'll still be using disc, especially in winter and that, but it will be being used for more racing.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Fitter, healthier, self-propelled, happy cyclists. Now, the northeast of Victoria, up around the mountains, is one of the nicest places in Victoria. Thankfully, there's some people who have really worked hard to put bike trails and a lot of the, can we call them providors of the northeast, have realised that bicycle tourism is a sustainable and harmonious way to attract tourists to this wonderful land. Faith, how did you get up there?
Well, it's an area we've ridden up a few times on the Murray to Mountains Rail Trail. And at the end of last year, we sort of heard that a rail trail a bit closer to Melbourne, the Great Victorian Rail Trail, has sort of been launched. It's consists of sections that have been there, I think known as the Goulburn River Rail Trail.
Yep.
And some others, and they've finally all been joined up. So you're talking about 1 hour from Melbourne and 120-ish kilometres of fully connected rail trail, which just makes it a whole different thing. And we thought, being so close to Melbourne, it's a really good, and with small distances between the towns on the rail trail, it's a really good time to maybe, having a kid and not having been able to do some, like, touring for a while, we thought maybe we'll take Jacob up and do 3 days of touring, because it's the sort of distances that lend itself to that. So that's what we did for the Labor Day weekend.
Perfect.
Started out at Tallarook, so you can start off on the train, get to Tallarook.
Train to Tallarook, which is only a 50-minute train trip.
And rode Tallarook to Yay, which was 38 kilometres. And what do you think, Jacob? That was probably the longest day of riding.
Yeah, that was pretty hard.
Were you sure at that stage you were going to be enjoying it? Or?
No.
But and it was probably because we'd started later in the day. It was the hottest part of the day. I think that wasn't as much fun as the days we started early, was it?
No.
And first day of the tour is training day anyway, because nobody trains before they go on tour. So the first day you soak it up. Second day you haven't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Third day you're just peachy.
And so what did you think riding along the trail, like... Was the scenery good? Was there lots to look at?
It was good to look around and see everything around you.
Wombats?
No.
Kangaroos? Didn't see a kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yep, I think up the other end a bit towards Bonny Doon.
Yeah.
I saw. And was I with you when I saw the echidna?
No.
No. Lots of horses?
Yeah.
Smelly cows?
No snakes.
No snakes. Watch out for dinner. So train to...
Tallarook.
Train to Tallarook. The first ride's to Yay, which is quite a medium-sized little country regional centre, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a place at Trawal on the way, which is only 11 kilometres in. But the old schoolhouse cafe is worth a stop and a visit. It's a lovely lady, Lucy.
Yep.
There's a paddock where you can sit and eat and drink your own food. She's quite happy for you to do that. Or you wander up to the old tribal schoolhouse, which is now a little gallery, and Lucy will make you Devonshire teas and a nice cup of tea. And
perfect way to start a three-day tour.
Perfect way. Yep. Then after that, we got to Yay, which is a great town, lots of places to eat, wander around, have a drink. And the next day we rode to Yark.
Yep. The foot of the Merton Pass.
Yes.
I can feel the climb coming.
So, and leaving Yay, there is a small climb up to the Cheviot Tunnel. So that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like riding through the tunnel?
Yeah, that was good, except it was very dark.
It was pitch dark and you could hear bats squeaking, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried you might end up with a bat. But again, after the tunnel, a great downhill run into Yark.
Yep.
And at Yark we stayed at the Yark Hotel, which is a very basic, old-fashioned pub accommodation. Room out the back, shared bathroom, camping if you want.
Yeah.
But great food. And was that how? Which was your favourite place to stay on the whole trip?
Probably Yark, because it had the best spaghetti.
The best spaghetti.
It's a good enough reason.
That's important stuff for cyclists,
And then, so over the Merton Pass.
And then the next morning up. And I think coming from Tallarook, you get the steeper side of the Merton Gap.
Yep.
And that was a bit of a challenge. You didn't enjoy that, did you?
No.
And we all thought we'd have to call one of those services to come and pick you up. But we got over it.
Yeah.
And then there was this awesome downhill run all the way to Bonnie Doon. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the whole way you can sing that song, "We're Going to Bonnie Doon," or keep calling out, "How's the Serenity?" It's
touching every bass here, Faith.
And more recently, I did the whole thing the other way around, Mansfield back to Tallarook.
Ah.
So that was a good comparison. We didn't get to do the Bonnie Doon to Mansfield section with Jacob, but it's quite a pretty section setting out from Mansfield in little bits of forest.
Yeah.
And there is a brilliant place to stay just west of Bonnie Doon, the Woodfield Shearers' Quarters.
God.
And they are literally the old sheds that shearers stayed in, neatened up, but only just.
Yep.
Atmosphere and character and just good, nice, basic kitchen lounge and a lot of little cabins with some basic beds in them. Mm. So I highly recommend that if anyone's it's about 5K out of Bonnie Doon, so easy to nip back in for some shopping.
Yeah.
And if someone is thinking of doing it, we, as I said with Jacob, we rode Tallarook to Bonnie Doon. And then we got one of those services who do transfers, rail trail bike tours, to pick us up and take us back to Tallarook.
Yeah.
They actually mentioned that most people do the transfer at the start and start out from Mansfield. And I think, especially with kids, that might be the Merton Gap climb is not so serious on the Mansfield side.
No.
And but you do get a great downhill into Yark.
It's always about the downhills. There's a they're seriously promoting bicycle tourism up there, and they've got an organisation, haven't they? I'm trying to remember now because we get a few things from them. But if you're interested, this time of the year is perfect, actually.
It's brilliant.
We've had a bit of rain, so the countryside's greened up a little bit. you're not going to get a 35-degree northerly wind day.
No. And you get some cooler mornings, yep. And then the sun comes out, but it's not absolutely scaldingly hot. So if anyone wants to have a look, the Great Victorian Rail Trail, the one that's closest to Melbourne, that is greatvictorianrailtrail.com.au, and it has maps and gradients for the trail, as long as also with accommodation and cafes in each of the towns and things to look at. And if you do want someone to manage some transfers or help you with any elements of the trail, we ended up using railtrailbiketours.com.au, Mark Spencer, and could highly recommend him. And he also runs organised tours if you'd rather do that sort of thing than try it yourself.
Easter's not far away. Get in now, make a couple of bookings because...
And then you've got Anzac, another long weekend, lots of... Right in the middle of school holidays now, you could get up tomorrow and do it.
There we go. Pump up those tyres. We'll be back in a minute.
Whether it's hip-hop, blues, reggae, jazz, opera, roots, curry or world music you're into, 3CR's music menu is serving it up to you.
You're with Music Sans Frontières, music from around Australia and around the world.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Great Voices.
You're listening to Hit Sister Hop on 3CR 855 AM.
Music matters on 3CR, 12 noon every Friday.
Keep these diverse tunes on the air by subscribing to 3CR. Call 94198377.
The newspapers shout, a new style is growing.
Of course, for kids.
Now you're back listening to the Yarrabug Radio Show. We're talking about touring up in the northeast, and we're just saying that if you want to get away for Easter or the Anzac Day weekend afterwards, pump your tyres up and get moving. Now, as I alluded to early at the start of the show, daylight savings finished. Some people say it couldn't happen soon enough. Some people wish it to go on for the rest of their lives. But anyway, most people now will be commuting home. You will be needing lights from the minute you leave the office, workplace, to the time you get home. Couple of things. Do a check. If you're using USB charge lights, make sure they're charged up. You probably have to charge them up twice a week, I would imagine, if your commute's about 40, 50 minutes. Make sure they're visible. Every year we all see cyclists riding along with a tail light underneath the saddle and a coat on, so you can't see the light, or it's halfway down the chain stay, the seat stay, and can't see it.
The one that's attached to your backpack and is pointing to the stars.
That's another favourite one, actually. So have a look at yourself. Imagine what it would look like from behind you, or get a friend to have a look from behind you and make sure it's visible, because you want to make sure you're there in this day and age where sometimes the street lights aren't too flash. Make sure they're charged. Make sure they're secure, especially tail lights. A lot of people who put lights on baskets, you go over a bump, part of the light drops off. You've just ruined another $35 light. You've got to go and buy one. The trick with those things, next time you're in the supermarket, get a couple of cable ties. Cable tie the lens to the body of the light, and usually they won't work. The other tip with those sorts of lights are most of the switches are underneath, but most of the water comes in from up the top. So if you ride home in the rain, it's always best to disassemble the rear light and your front sometimes. Take out the batteries and let them dry off. Now, the other thing that's becoming very fashionable in Melbourne at the moment is having 85,000 lumens of lights in the front of your bike. You are determined to blind everybody in your path. It's not a great idea. If you're going to wear a powerful light, see if you can get something with a reflector so there's a cutoff on the top of the light, like a car's headlights, so it directs the light to the road, not to somebody else. And if you're going to put a high-powered light on your helmet, be aware that if you turn your head to some way, people can't see you because the light is now on your head and it moves around a little bit. What else have you noticed, apart from the ninjas?
I've been away for just over a week, so it's that weird thing where it's the week where everything seems to change.
Yep.
And I was only thinking on Saturday we'll have to get our lights out and discover them and make sure they're all in the bags that you use. And, I think it's going to be – it's darker going home.
Yep.
But everyone's going to be setting off in the morning a bit with a bit of extra light just for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have to go high-vis. Just get some lights.
Yeah.
High-vis helps. The other thing that helps in the darker month is to make sure you've got petal reflectors on. I can't believe how much a difference they make and how much people don't use them, actually.
And also, you know, if you want a more subtle sort of high-vis, one of my bikes, you know, has a Velo Orange Porteur rack and quite a bit of chrome on it. And under streetlights, that's and headlights, there's nothing like bike bling.
Chrome it up. Now, there are a few events coming up. There's one for
Good to Go course for kids. Good to Go course for kids.
Okay, and when's what's that going to be about? Okay, well, the Good to Go is 2 days of fun, active travel training by the Ride to School team at Bicycle Network, and it's aimed at teaching children between 9 and 12 years the necessary skills for bike riding. Perfect course to encourage students to be confident in active travellers, and it'll be held on Tuesday the 8th of April, that's tomorrow, 8 a.m. at St Kilda Primary School in Brighton Road in St Kilda, finishing at 1 p.m. By the City of Port Phillip. So you can find all the details for that at thesqueakywheel.com.au. And you got an event, Val?
I certainly have. Now, the fixed part of the Squeaky Wheel She Spoke series is Fix a Flat Workshop for Women. This will be a great thing to attend if you're not 100% sure about how to fix a flat tyre on the road. That's Saturday the 12th of April, 10 a.m. at Back 28 Bikes Garage. That's 525 Williamstown Road, Port Melbourne. If you need to double check any of this, this is all up on the Bike Fun Melbourne events page. So it's a hands-on workshop. You'll have to fix your own flat, conducted by the local not-for-profit organisation Back to Bikes, a social enterprise, recycling services for the local community. Now, the cost is $10 or free for a healthcare card, I presume. So if you're worried about getting a flat tyre on the Merton descent, you should get along and work out how to fix up flat tyre.
Well worth knowing. That bike ride was so good that I had completely forgotten I had 3 flat tyres, didn't I?
Yeah.
And so worth knowing how to fix a flat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheaper too.
Yes. So also coming up on the 18th of April.
The Dirty Deeds.
Cyclocross. It's the kickoff, prologue for the Dirty Deeds season this year. That'll be at the Harrison Street Velodrome in Brunswick on the Friday evening, Good Friday evening. And you can find all the details at dirtydeedscx.blogspot.com.au.
And if you haven't got a ride organised for the Easter period, there is a notice on the Bike Fun calendar and Easter ride. And I'll read this out actually so you get an idea of it. I'd like to organise an Easter ride. It's a bit of a placeholder to see who's interested and when I can organise some details. If there's enough interest, it could also be on Easter Sunday. So that's somebody just organising a ride over that weekend, which would be great fun. CX Dirty Deeds is... Yep.
Yep, sorry. Also coming up at Easter on Good Friday...
Velo Pour Femme.
Velo Pour Femme. This is Alley Cat for Girls, hosted by Pony Bikes, and it'll be also on Good Friday evening, and there's going to be lots of girls coming down from Sydney and other cities for it, so you can find all the details for Velo Pour Femme at ponybikes.com.
There we go. Now, just a headline too for that Easter weekend. Not forget the Palm Sunday March, which is a walk for justice for refugees. That's 2 p.m. corner of Swanson Street and Latrobe Street, obviously the State Library. Palm Sunday March usually happens every year.
And you've been listening to the Arrowbug Bike Radio Show on 3CR. 3CR relies on our subscribers to keep going. So if you would like to subscribe or make a donation, you can go to 3cr.org.au to do so. The podcast for this show will be up within a couple of days, and you'll find that also at 3cr.org.au or at yarrabug.org.au. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.